Ladies and gentlemen, the material and direct quotations included in the following program have been taken from authoritative files and from dispatches filed by the Associated Press and International News Service. We present these statements without editorial comment. We assume no responsibility for their content.
The American Broadcasting Company presents One Out of Seven. Make a day, 7 days make 1 week. And from these past 7 days, the editors here in our San Francisco newsroom have chosen the one story which they have judged most worthy of retelling. This is One Out of Seven.
Theodore Gilmore Bilbo is an honorable man. As a member of the United States Senate, he is looked upon as such by the eyes of the law. Perhaps he is looked upon as such by many or most of his constituents. Though his voice occasionally grate upon the nerves, and his views often confound the innocent, the fact remains, as a member of the Senate of the United States, Theodore Gilmore Bilbo is an honorable man. And we do not intend to prove otherwise. We merely wish to cite a few samples of his handiwork, and perhaps a supplementary side glance or two, just for the sake of contrast. Adjust your dials most carefully, citizens. Herewith presenting Senator Theodore Bilbo, picture number one. Scene. The Chamber of the Mississippi State Legislature. Time, March 23rd, 1944. The Speaker.
The Chair recognizes us distinguished guests, the Honorable Theodore Bilbo, United States Senator from the state of Mississippi. Gentlemen, at this moment, I cannot urge you too strongly to continue the valiant fight to uphold our racial integrity. We must renew our faith and allegiance to the color line. For your information, I have found that certain Negro organizations are determined to secure passage of anti-poll tax measures. It's their first wedge toward the fulfillment of a dastardly equality program which Negro leaders have launched throughout the South and throughout the nation. That equality they must not and will not attain.
After his stirring appeal to the legislature, Senator Bilbo informs a small group of friends in confidential tones.
You know, gentlemen, I found out that a prominent national official asked southern colleges and universities to open their doors to Negroes. You know what I told them? Well, I'll tell you what I told them. I told them, I said, Negroes are never getting into our universities. You Negro-loving Yankees can go straight.
As a member of the Senate of the United States, Theodore Bilbo is an honorable man. We do not intend to prove otherwise. Here is picture number two.
Hello. Senator Bilbo speaking.
Senator, this is Representative Marcantonio of New York speaking.
Yes, yes. What do you want?
Senator, I just got a letter from a lady who lives in my district. It seems that she wrote you that letter about your filibustering against the FEPC. Well, she says she stated her case fairly. And she also says that as a reply, you wrote her one of the dirtiest letters possible.
Well, yes, I think I did.
Well, Senator, she also says you addressed her with the greeting, "My dear Dago." Is that correct?
Of course that's correct. That's what I called her. She's a wop, ain't she?
That lady's Italian, Senator. If that's what you mean. I just thought you'd like to know that the lady has three brothers in the army in Europe. One of them has been killed in action already. You know, if you had a shred of decency in you, you'd apologize for that letter.
I'll never apologize. Why, she's getting off light. Now, listen. She really would have been scorched if I was mad.
Theodore Bilbo is an honorable man. We do not intend to prove otherwise. Here is picture number 3. Scene: the chamber of the United States Senate. Time: the 30th of June, 1945. Senator Bilbo is filibustering against passage of the Fair Employment Practices Commission. And during his prolonged dissertation to the gentlemen of the Senate, the following occurs.
The senator from Mississippi may continue.
Thank you. Gentlemen, I have been hearing much talk about the supposed bravery of our Negro soldiers. I have it on good authority and from some of the highest ranking generals in our army that our Negro troops overseas are an utter and abysmal failure. They're just no good. And as for giving them a vote, why, they'd only sell their votes to the highest bidder anyway. So why give it to them in the first place?
At the same moment, deep in the jungle of an embattled Pacific island, a Negro soldier pens a note back home to his family. And maybe this work's pretty hard, Margaret, but it's a job that you just have to do. It's been 3 days now, and no sleep. Their bombers are still paying us visits, and it still doesn't look like the war's going to be over soon. But we have to keep on. Just keep on. I know. I just know everything's going to turn out all right. And when we finally get back, the folks will realize what we've done. And I'll bet they look at us differently. You know, for the first time, they'll see that bullets can kill anybody. They'll see, black or white, when blood runs out on the ground, it's all the same color.
That's what the Negro GI thought. But back in the chamber of the United States Senate, Theodore Bilbo thought differently.
I have it on good authority, and from some of the highest ranking generals in our army, that our Negro troops overseas are an utter and abysmal failure.
When Senator Bilbo made that statement, he was standing under the roof of the United States Senate. It is very safe in the United States Senate. A bomb hasn't fallen there for quite some time. You must understand, please. This is merely a portrait, an interesting portrait, of a duly elected representative of the American people. For you see, Theodore Bilbo is an honorable man, and we do not wish or intend to prove otherwise. Here is picture number 4. Though the senator has firm convictions on certain subjects, there is seen a mounting tide of sentiment equally firm, equally convinced that the senator errs. On the 10th of August, 1940... Senator Bilbo. It is the opinion of the Committee of Catholics for Human Rights that your conduct toward racial minorities is a chilling deterrent to worldwide belief that America is the symbol of democratic freedom and human rights. In a recent statement to the press, you attacked the Jewish people of the United States on the grounds that their race had damned and crucified Christ. You used this highly metaphysical argument
to damn, vilify, besmirch, and otherwise persecute the Jewish people in America to further your own political ends. By lucid contrast, a few days after his attack on the Jews, Senator Bilbo is stricken suddenly with a strange ailment. He is put aboard a train and speeds northward for treatment. And is it not strange that the senator demands to be taken to the Mayo Clinic? Is it not strange when you consider that the Mayo Clinic was founded and operated by the Mayo Brothers, two members of the Jewish race professing the Jewish faith? Obviously, the senator is not loath to take advantage of the skill of the Jewish race. In the end, the senator's critical operation is a success, and in a few weeks he returns to the floor of the Senate with another plan for the American Negroes.
Gentlemen, for the best interests of the nation and all concerned, I believe a colony for American Negroes should be established on the west coast of Africa, bordering the state of Monrovia. Because of the exigencies of the times, any Negro who is race conscious and smart should be ready and more than willing to settle down in such a colony in West Africa.
The very same day in the halls of the Senate, hallowed by the figures of men the likes of Lincoln and Jefferson, Theodore Bilbo, as a representative of the American people, had this to say.
I cannot vote for the appointment of Mrs. Franklin Roosevelt as delegate to the United Nations Organization for the United States. No. She is a woman who has professed friendship for the Negro elements in America. She has no place representing us abroad.
Chair recognizes the senator from Idaho.
Mr. President, I should like to congratulate the senator from Mississippi. He doesn't know it, but he just paid a splendid compliment to Mrs. Roosevelt by voting against her. Mr. President, gentlemen, please, please, I'd like to add one more note. A word of warning to our senator from the South. It isn't going to be long now, Senator, before the people of Mississippi see the light and knock you out of office on that part of your anatomy where your few brains are undoubtedly located.
You must understand, please, this was merely a portrait, an interesting portrait of a representative of the American people, for, after all, Senator Theodore Gilmore Bilbo is an honorable man. He is looked upon as such by the eyes of the law. He is an honorable man. We did not intend to prove otherwise.
For One Out of Seven is written by James Edward Moser. Gil Dowd is the producer, and music by Otto Clare at the Hammond organ. The material used in tonight's program was taken from authoritative files and from dispatches by Associated Press and International News Service. Listen next week, same time, same station, for
One Out of Seven.
This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.